When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, music.
11:35, Thursday morning here with the Invasion. Those Dallas Mavericks, one win away from the playoffs. 17 away from a championship. We'll take a look. It's Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. We do this each and every Thursday at this time. Boy, music.
Thank you, Matt. Just a quick follow-up. I 100% meant Willis Reed. But Wes Unseld came back at some time. He was hurt, and he played hurt.
I remember that.
So, yeah, I do too.
Sure.
Thanks for making me read his entire Wikipedia
I just
page.
Wanted you to read.
And I read some other random-ass website that I just gave up on.
So you can be like the book bitch over here and just read.
Well, it's probably...
I do feel like a book bitch right now.
I imagine that was in 78 when they won the title.
I think it was 74, came back. But I just read it, but I really didn't retain any of it.
All right, boy music. And this is going to be a special theme one that I had fun researching because Sunday, not only is it Easter Sunday, Matt, it's 420.
It is.
And today
is Good Friday.
No, that's tomorrow.
It's Thursday.
Because today is Thursday.
Wednesday.
Better Thursday.
Better Thursday and Good Friday.
That is in the Bible, right? Before Good
Friday.
Yes,
better, man, better, this is better Thursday. Yeah.
Today's Thursday. To the rest of the world, everyone thinks this is Tuesday.
No, today, Wednesday. Seriously, not making this up, today is show 420 for the Invasion.
It is. You're correct. I was looking at it earlier.
420.
What a coincidence.
Sunday is 420. So I decided for boy music to play some tunes that don't overtly tell you that they're speaking of drugs. Because, of course, Dope Man from N.W.A. or Let's Get High from Dre and all that, they're not beating around the bush. Obviously. They're telling you that they're smoking or doing whatever drugs they are doing. So some songs that are kind of letting you know that maybe I'm talking about drugs, maybe I'm talking about someone else.
Weed specific or just drugs?
No, just drugs in general. Now, this one, for me, is the GOAT. And this one is definitely weed specific. But, boy, I didn't even think about the year that it came out. Anyway, this is Rick James with Mary Jane. And I didn't know anything about drug use or anything when this song came out.
You just liked it. You're like, Mary Jane, that sounds awesome.
This is a cool funky name. Tune.
It's kind of a cool girl. Mary, love.
And then he's singing the lyrics of this song, and you're thinking it could either be a girl or something else. What you say, Rick?
I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing. She makes me feel alright. She makes my heart sing. And when I'm feeling low, she comes as no surprise. Turns me on with her love. Takes me to paradise.
Okay.
I've never heard this before.
Oh, really? Okay.
Was not Mary Jane, like, was this the beginning of calling it Mary Jane?
I don't know.
This is not veiled in 2025 at all, to me.
No, but I bet you it's veiled then, but they probably called weed Mary Jane a lot back in the day, so everyone, when it came out, knew what he was talking about. Right. I didn't when I first heard it, but then I knew, of course, you're thinking of Rick James and what he did, and now the song, he could either be talking about drugs or a woman. It's the same thing. So, but this is the GOAT. I love this song. This song is squarely in the playlist. This is just a jam. So that's Mary Jane with Rick James. Now, on the same sort of, it's the same genre. And this one, I think you have to listen a little closer because this one to me sounds like he's talking about a lady. But a lot of people are saying he is talking about weed. And this is D'Angelo. This is Brown Sugar. But as you listen to the words and you think about it, being older, you can kind of see how he's probably talking about a little weed here. But I kind of feel like it's about a woman. they speaking? Yeah.
Let me tell you about this girl. Maybe I should. I met her in Philly, and her name was Brasha. See, we be making love constantly. That's why my eyes are a shade blood burgundy. The way that we kiss is unlike any other way that I be kissing. What I'm kissing, what I miss, won't you listen? Brown sugar, babe. I guess high up your love, I don't know how to behave.
That's why his eyes are a shade blood burgundy.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, yeah, no, no. This is a jam from D'Angelo, Brown Sugar, that you could think, okay, is that a girl? Is that weed? And I think it's a little bit of both.
That one's way more veiled.
Yeah, the Rick James?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever, I never heard it referenced as Brown Sugar.
Yeah, maybe he means smack.
I think it's probably just a strain name.
Sweet like honey when it comes to me. Skin is caramel with the cocoa eyes. Even got a big sister by the name of chocolate.
Another strain. There
you go. That's a strain.
Yeah.
Man, you guys and your weed knowledge.
What?
Yeah, no. We were just guessing.
Wild guessing.
All right. So Brown Sugar was a strain of...
Don't assume anything.
That's D'Angelo with Brown Sugar. Now, this one isn't about weed. And as you listen to the lyrics of this song, this is just outwardly telling you that it's about drugs. This is White Lines. This is Grand Master Flash.
Fun, baby. Well, White Lines.
Yeah, I wonder what drug he's talking about.
I think cocaine.
Is it? I look at Mr. Synth over here lighting up.
I know, I was like, stood up for that.
That sounds awesome.
Have you heard this before?
No.
Oh, I'm in for that.
I think I am.
This is old school rap. Freeze! Rock, 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 rock. Bass. Guys gonna get to it?
Man, no need.
No, I love this bass line.
It's awesome.
Here we go.
Vision, dreams of passion.
Blowing through my mind.
While I think of you. A very strange reaction. The more I see, the more I do.
Makes sense.
Baby.
Oh! Hey, look up Phenomenon by LL Cool J. Tip sheet. I just heard that.
Tell all your friends. That's a sample?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mid-boy music? In-boy music? Let's go!
Music. My white lines go a long way, either up your nose or through your vein, with nothing to gain except killing your brain.
So they're not even trying to hide the fact that
nothing to gain other than killing your brain.
Right, right.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I just heard that.
That's a drug song.
I'm sorry, I'm doing a sample platter in my head right here.
Vision, dreams of passion. And all the while I think of you. A very strange reaction. The more I see, the more I do.
Right there. Now play Phenomenon by LL Cool J.
Baby girl was draped in Chanel. Says she loved Tupac but hates him LL. Seen her at the bar with anklets and toe rings. She could take a prince, turn him into a king. I was looking at her in the limelight, pearly white. Said a man get paper but he don't live right. All these emotions flowing inside the club. Do you really want a thug or do you want love? She get the paper when it's time to get on. She keep these clowns thinking like Chapa Quick. Honey smoke, make you click, feel it.
It's gonna get to it.
No joke. All these love letters they wrote out. Behind every player is a true player. Bounce you up out of there, push a jack, taste the choice, have it nice and moist, or play paper games and floss the Rolls Royce. Something
like a phenomenon. There you go, bam. Something like a phenomenon. All right, baby. Stop that right there.
Yeah, please.
The more I see, the more I do. Something like a phenomenon.
right there. Bam. There you go. All right.
Thank you.
Dude's like an encyclopedia of samples. It's unbelievable.
I think it's great.
So a...
it's amazing.
A Super Bowl halftime performer, and this is one where I think this is a bit veiled. Well, the more that you listen to this song, the more you know he's probably talking about doing drugs. It's The Weeknd with I Can't Feel My Face.
I like this song.
Did you even think that they were talking about drug usage?
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least
no.
We'll both be numb.
I thought he
and
meant because
she'll always get the best of me. The worst
numb.
Is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever. This I know. This I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry.
Definitely talking about drug use.
I love it.
Maybe. No one is.
I can feel my face when I'm with you.
What did he take where he can't feel his face?
I don't know. You got to ask him.
Maybe a bunch of shrooms. Maybe. I don't know.
Doesn't cocaine make your mouth numb?
Can't be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's drugs. All right. Last one that I have is a song that I performed at Ticket Stock. And this is about... It's telling a story from the perspective of the lead singer's girlfriend talking about his drug use. And this is Interstate Love Song.
Okay.
So I asked Corby last night, is this widely known that this is about drugs? And he was like, nope, that's the first I heard about it. So I was reading up on it and it was telling the story about how she was feeling because he's always messed up. So then you start listening to the words and saying, huh, let's see how we can equate the two. And here we go, I think.
Waiting on a Sunday afternoon.
So this story is hers as she's talking to him, saying, lay off the smack, dude.
Yeah.
And that story is through her eyes and all these words. Do you lie? You lie. Reply. All that. Like she's almost telling him to lay off the stuff. So it's pretty cool thinking that all these veiled songs talking about drugs that could be thought about some other way, but they're really kind of talking about some of the drugs. As we celebrate 420 on Sunday and show number 420.
Today. Travis said we all should have done an edible before we came in. And I was like, dude, I don't think that would have been good for me.
1 year, it's going to line up where 420 is during the week, and we're going to have a great time. Nobody will know.
He's like, nah.
I think
you know what I always
you know
think
we're
of,
not gonna know with
oh you'll know
see he claims that he would be the worst off of it.
Ask Mino, you will know.
He said he'd need to do a 5 milligram for it to be even close to
and even then we're flirting with danger at that one.